be ready for it, because here it is, ready or not, the Bob Almanac. Bob Almanac.
I'm ready, Jim.
Virtual Neil is ready.
Cheater.
What? I've never cheated on anything in my life. You golf with me. You and I never cheat. So we are going to do a quiz. Got a piece of wood in my mouth from the my wood whistle splintering. That can't be a good thing. At least it didn't get it jarred into my lip. That would have been could have been possibly the most painful almanac of all time. Probably not, though. So we're going to give away the tickets to Summer Jam, the Thursday night tickets, Canterbury Park. Thursday night, it's Rascal Flatts, REO Speedwagon, among others. And listen to everything and anything here. Anything is game when it comes to an almanac quiz question. Today, Tuesday, July 9th, 175 days until the end of the year. 1540 on this date. You know, marriages, royal marriages. I mean, if I go by the example being set by Game of Thrones, we're in season 5 now. Doesn't seem like anybody's married anybody who they really want to be married to on Game of Thrones. And I got to assume that that probably mirrors the way it was in Renaissance times and medieval times with King Henry VIII, because they wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. But England's King Henry VIII had his six-month-old marriage to his fourth wife, Anne of Cleves, annulled. He thought it was Anne of Cleavage, and that's what happened. I think he thought that he was sold a bill of goods. And he was disappointed, and he was able to get it annulled after 6 months. This date, 1540. 1872, John Blondell of Thomaston, Maine, patented the donut cutter. Now, if I would have been a professional wrestler, that would have been my finishing move. I would have called it the donut cutter. He had the diamond cutter, Diamond Dallas Page. Uh-oh, it looks like he's setting up for the donut cutter. That was this date, 1872. 1878, the corncob pipe patent. Another great patent. Of course, we are your patent program. We'd like to mention patents, and the corncob pipe was patented, but was patented way back in the 1600s. But the corncob pipe patented Henry Tibby of Washington, Missouri, this date, 18. Had to do something with those corncobs. 1878. 1947, this was in the news. It's our first audio of the day.
Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Mountbatten, looking very happy, thanked one guest after another for all the good wishes. In the evening, Londoners who had been waiting outside the palace for hours made their feelings perfectly clear.
The engagement of Britain's Princess Elizabeth, she was princess then in 47, to Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, was announced. Of course, they are still married to this date, still going strong, living long royal lives. 1947, 53.
Can this really be a helicopter with a stewardess aboard? In the Boeing Vertol 107, New York Airways introduces a new dimension of passenger comfort and convenience in helicopter travel, with overhead rack and additional hand luggage space under the seats.
And the propeller that could slice up an onion in about 0.5 seconds. The whole helicopter passenger service on helicopter never really took off. I don't know if they still offer it anywhere, maybe in bigger cities just to get across the city. I don't know where they have multiple airports. I mean, it'd be kind of neat to have here. You go from Blaine to Flying Cloud instead of driving to Eden Prairie. If you got something business back and forth, I guess light rail is kind of taken, but you just don't hear about that. You hear about joy rides with helicopters, but not any of this. But 53, New York Airways tried it. And it lasted into the 60s, commuter passenger service by helicopter. 1963, maybe our biggest event on today's almanac, Reggie Lisowski beats Vern Gagne in Minneapolis. Must have either been the auditorium or the armory, I assume, to become the wrestling champ of the American Wrestling Association, AWA. Of course, Reg Lisowski, better known as the Crusher. And probably after winning that, he went and, you know, chatted with some of the dollies and then beat up some other debums. So Crusher wins the AWA championship this day in 63. He is the wrestler that made Milwaukee famous, as you know. 1966, after trying to grow grass indoors at the Astrodome, they decided, well, we better find, after that first year in 65, we better find another way of doing things. So they created artificial grass, artificial surface, became known as AstroTurf in 66. Same building, 68.
Ball's 39th All-Star Game. It's tradition shaped by these men. comes to the Houston Astrodome today, with the state of Texas adding something new to that tradition, the first All-Star game to be televised at night, and the first one played indoors.
And the first one to have air conditioning, because that was air conditioned almost, I think, from their very first year. Unlike the Metrodome, where they thought they could get away without air conditioning in 82. Anybody go to a Twins game in 82 without the air conditioning? Yeah. It was either by the end of 82 or the beginning of 83 they did and had installed air conditioning. But the Astrodome hosted the All-Star game this date, 1968. If only Kurt Gowdy was still alive today and he could do that intro for tonight's All-Star game. How about in 87, Oliver North admitted to shredding evidence in an attempt to cover up his role in the Iran-Contra hearings. Oliver North, he claimed that he thought he was sending a fax. He thought he was faxing those documents. You know, fax was still a new technology in 87. He thought he was faxing. That was 87. 2002.
Garcia with a 2-2 pitch to Santiago. Game over. And this game will end in a 7-7 tie.
And the fans in Milwaukee, including, I believe, the Crusher, was there.
We'll take a break and come back.
That was not the All-Star game that made Milwaukee famous. Made Milwaukee infamous because it ended in a tie, which I was okay with. It's an exhibition. But I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. And then they made the All-Star game mean something where the winning league then had home field advantage in the World Series, which was silly. And they basically just ran out of available pitchers. I think they changed the rules now where you can re-enter, but I don't think teams would allow you to do that with one of their pitchers anyway, the way they have to cool down. So 2002, I think they should just start looking for people in the stands. Have the fans, a sponsor could sponsor it, or bring the guys in that threw the home run derby the night before. Keep the game going. But that was 2002. He suffered and had to deal with a tie at the All-Star game. And then in 2004, here today, we remember Wheezy.
So, George, what's good for the gander is good for this Mother Goose.
Right on, Mother.
Right on, Mother. A little cameo there from Roxy Roker. Isabel Sanford passed away. She was 86 on this date. She was Wheezy. It's birthday time now.
Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big.
You know what? Daniel Boone wasn't that big of a man. I looked it up. He's only about 5'8", but maybe in the 1800s, that was like 6'4 is today. He was a 5'8" man. He was a below-average man. That's Ed Ames singing the theme song to Daniel Boone. Of course, he was on that show, Daniel Boone. He was Mingo, man with a bullwhip. Ed Ames, Ames Brothers, Mingo, still with us. The Bob FM birthdays. At some point in time, we're going to probably just rename this portion of the Almanac to what? That guy's still alive? Ed Ames, 92. Donald Rumsfeld is 87 today. Did that guy ever smile? I can't remember. He's former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. Did he ever smile? He and Dick Cheney used to have contests. They'd look at each other, and they'd go weeks without smiling. 87. Happy birthday going out to him today. Remember the movie The Longest Yard? The original?
Well, you said you did or you didn't. All I'm saying is you could have robbed banks, sold dope, or stole your grandmother's pension checks, and none of us would have minded. Shaving points off of a football game, man, that's un-American.
He was the caretaker. He helped Burt Reynolds recruit his squad, and then he died in just an awful, fiery accident. Sabotage, the exploding light bulb, as you remember. James Hampton, he was also Teen Wolf's dad. 83 for James Hampton here today on the Almanac.
We met at the Fat Farm Spa Resort thing. Beverly was one of the trainers. In fact, she was the only one of the trainers I didn't want to plant 6 feet under a lettuce patch.
Brian Dennehy, Tommy Boy's dad. Of course, he was also the sheriff in First Blood. Brian Dennehy, he's one of those guys. He is still with us. Way to go, Brian Dennehy. 81.
Shaft. Hotter than Bond, cooler than Bullet. Rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
That's all you got to do if you want to see Shaft. Richard Roundtree, 77. Yeah, he was Shaft. O.J. Simpson, I think it's widely accepted that he's a murderer. He got away with murder. I think most people think that, and the evidence certainly leans that way. O.J. Simpson, he's now a free man, free to golf and look for the real killer. 72 today, John Tesh.
In the past few years, the Judds have taken country music by storm. Their past albums each have sold over 1 million copies. They've had 9 number one country singles and have won 3 Grammy Awards. Not bad for two ladies who recorded their first song in 1983.
If there's anybody out there who has the journalistic chops and the experience and the ability to do a feature story on the Judds, it would be John Tesh. Former Entertainment Tonight co-host and very talented musician.
When the thought of you catches up with me.
John Tesh, 67, if I didn't give you that. David Ball is 66. He's going to be on this very radio station. I get to chat with David Ball. He's going to be at Iconic Fest, and I'm going to talk to him on Thursday morning. And there he is right there. We'll talk about his birthday, see what he did for his 66th birthday.
We are family.
I'm sure it'd be nothing short of spectacular what David Ball does on his birthday. One of the Sledge sisters, Sister Sledge is the group, and they were the Sledges. A couple of them have passed away, but Debbie is still with us. 65 today, Jimmy Smits.
Hopefully we'll be able to intercept a few Jedi before they walk into this catastrophe.
Jimmy Smits, he was a lawyer on L.A. Law. He was a police officer on NYPD Blue. He was a yes man in the West Wing. And he was a friend of the Jedi as the adopted father of Princess Leia. Jimmy Smits, happy birthday, 64. This guy, we could spend a whole hour.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
It is
Why
one
do you
of
leave
the.
Alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
Zip it, Doris. We all want to tell Doris to zip it. I know that. But Tom Hanks, 63, just to think he started as a crossdresser on Bosom Buddies and then somebody who challenged, I think he, didn't he challenge Fonz on an episode of Happy Days and like in karate? But Tom Hanks, 63. Kelly McGillis. Did she know more than Tom Cruise knew about the MiG? Kelly McGillis, Top Gun, 62 on the birthday list.
Don't you.
Lead singer from Simple Minds. This is their big hit. Breakfast Club, of course, soundtrack huge. Jim Kerr is 60. Wrestler Kevin Nash is 60. He was in one of Neil's favorite movies. What was it? Magic Mike. Magic Mike. Kevin Nash is 60 today. Old Fred Savage, believe it or not. Kevin Arnold, 43.
Is there any sports in it?
Are you kidding? Fencing, fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters, chases, escapes, true love, miracles.
Doesn't sound too bad. I'll try and stay awake.
You put him and Peter Falk together, Princess Bride, and what a magical start to that movie. Fred Savage is, he's going to be an old man. He's 43. Let's move on to the Gone But Not Forgotten's. Again, a quiz just moments away. The guy who invented the sewing machine, his last name isn't Singer. It's Elias Howe. Elias Howe, 1819. Clarence Campbell, he used to have a conference named after him. Now he still has the Campbell Trophy, but the having a conference named after you, that's a big deal. A lot of people have trophies named after you, but a conference. Clarence Campbell was a president of the NHL from 46 and 77, and he had a conference named after him before they dumbed it down for us, had to go east and west, 1905. Happy birthday, posthumously, to a unique voice in rock. Bon Scott, original lead singer for AC/DC. He died of misadventure. That's what they put on his death certificate. Death by misadventure. He overindulged. Bon Scott, one of the Gones but not Forgottens. This date, 1946, and our final birthday here on
these
the
boots are made
Gone But Not Forgotten, the man who wrote this
and that's
song.
Just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Not the captain of the Exxon Valdez, Lee Hazelwood wrote the song for Nancy Sinatra. Born this date, 1929. Virtual Neil was kind of absent here today, but he's here ready, and
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Here is your question here today for the Thursday night tickets. It's Twin Cities Summer Jam Rascal Flatts, R-E-O. So a little mix of country and rock and pop coming up Thursday night at Canterbury Park. Here is your question. I mentioned earlier there was a historic event, 1872, something was patented. And I said that this, if I was would have been a professional wrestler, this would have been my finishing move. This would have been my submission hold or my finishing move. What would that move have been named? What would that move be? Or what would I have called that move? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win a pair of tickets. Twin Cities Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake Casino. Thursday night tickets. Gates open at 2. Call now. Good luck. Oh, let's get into a joyously long stretch of uninterrupted music here. We're kicking off your no-repeat workday. Only Total Country Bob FM. Well,